Here at Opegasus Restaurant, here's a fellow who wants to be the next mayor of the city of Detroit, Dennis Archer. Nice to see you. How you feeling, Justice Archer?
Thank you, and top of the morning to you, JP.
We now officially, Father Kohler, you got to help me in this, we now officially make Dennis Archer an Irish person.
Thank you very much.
Now, this traditionally, as you know, is a great day for politicians of all stripes to campaign around town. Will you be making the rounds today?
Absolutely. I'll be down at Most Holy Trinity, where I hope that I'll be filling up the collection basket as an usher.
Good.
So I hope everybody will give generously.
Okay. How goes the campaign so far? We don't really discuss hard business on this morning, but assess the campaign at this point.
Well, I'm walking around with a four-leaf clover in my back pocket, so so I hope it's going very well. I'm working very hard, and the excitement that's occurring in the city is just tremendous. People love this city. Everybody loves the city, and I see great things for it.
We all hope so. Thank you very much.
Thank you, JP. Have a good day.
We'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
The man who'd like to be mayor, former Supreme Court Justice Dennis Archer. Frank Duncan, the Irish tenor, the old Irish tenor, from old Laffrey's Bar is here. Are you in good voice?
Yes, I am, JP. Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning, Frank. A little bit later, you're going to work yourself up to Danny Boy, aren't you?
Oh, I certainly hope so.
Thank you, Frank. Don't go away. Don't go too far. We better check in with Dennis and then say hello to some more folks here at our annual St. Patrick's Day party. Upstairs to the Green Chopper and Dennis O'Neubacher, brought to you by Ameritech Cellular and Paging Services. Ameritech, your link to a better life. Dennis.
JP, we've had very slow travel, as you heard John McMurray say, and we've been seen all morning long on the inbound Chrysler, and I'll see a problem right at Holbrook along South 75. Looks like we may have an accident or a vehicle on the right shoulder, and maybe that's state police down there behind that vehicle, but it looks like an accident. That's what we're going to call it now. South 75 at Holbrook right shoulder, adding to the very, very slow travel now again on the inbound Chrysler all the way from the northern suburbs on into the 94 interchange and trying to climb that ramp there, a very slippery ramp from South 75 to 94, and I think that's had a lot of problem effect on what you see now on the inbound Chrysler Freeway. Clearing accidents, following locations, good news, East Davison at Woodward Avenue and the South Lodge between Linwood and the Davison, they're gone, but it's still slow back to 7 Mile, and then beyond that, South Lodge again at Martin Luther King, south of Warren, spin-out accident, left and right shoulders, that's backing traffic to north of I-94 on the inbound Lodge Freeway. Still slow also, 96 into the 94 interchange, and 94 both directions along I-94, stop and go as you approach the Lodge at 75 and 96 interchanges, eastbound 994, stop and go at 96, westbound 94, very slow from at least Cadieux into the I-75 interchange. Now let's check the suburbs with Sandra McNeil in the WJR Sky Spy.
Dennis, 14 mile westbound before Van Dyke, watch for that disabled vehicle. Still there with police in the left lane. Waddles at Adams, a malfunctioning traffic signal. Snow coming down there. Please use caution. Traffic is getting by when it can. And late reports now in Port Huron, I-94 eastbound at Water Street. We have an accident. A car hit a tree there. Use caution there as well. For Dennis in the chopper, I'm Sandra in the plane, only on WJR.
Okay, what's temperature, McMurray? It's freezing.
It is definitely freezing. It's about 27 degrees, and the wind chill is close to 0 to 5 above.
It's the last time you're going to hear from McMurray this morning. Debbie, come on over here, please. Debbie Dingell, who works for General Motors by day. At night, she becomes Mrs. John Dingell, the wife of perhaps the most powerful man on the Hill. How is your husband this morning? Have you talked to him?
At 6:15, he sent his love, and happy St. Patty's Day to you.
I hope he's working for us hard.
JP, he's always working hard, you know that. But he's a good friend of yours and a good friend of the people of Michigan.
You look beautiful in your green outfit, getting ready to go to work, and that comes, you come by that naturally. Your grandmother was a...
My great-grandmother's maiden name was Reagan, which I don't tell John much.
Was Reagan, in case you didn't hear that. God bless you. Give John Dingell our best. Have a nice day. You know this fella, too, Debbie. John Grettenberger, the head man at Cadillac, who has Fred Couples' blazer on.
That's exactly right. We're getting ready to sponsor the Masters here in a couple of weeks again. And as you know, Fred won it last year. And last week, our man, Fred Couples, the Cadillac team, won the Honda Classic. So that was a nice prelude for the tournament coming up.
You know, I don't know how many of you think the same thing. But when that happens, when one guy who is very visibly involved with one car wins an automobile sponsored by another car company. In case you didn't know it, Freddie Couples won a Honda, or two, or three, on Sunday, in addition to $198,000. What do you do, make him throw him away?
I've got a little piece of paper that says he can't drive that Honda very far. So he has a contract, say.
So he gives them away.
I'm sure he does. Probably a charity donation that he would make of that victory.
John, we were talking about the PAL tournament earlier, and I want to thank you personally and on the record very much, you and your guys, for delivering to us for our PAL tournament on the 7th of June the two players of the year in the big tours, the PGA regular tour and the senior tour, and Fred Couples and Lee Trevino. That makes a big, big difference for us.
Well, we're hoping that's going to generate a lot more people out there this year for that very, very good cause. And Lee Trevino has such a marvelous personality, and Fred Couples is the same cut, so it should be a nice day.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, JP.
Give my best to Peter O'Levine, who you brought with you today, and all the other guys, O'Shaughnessy and the other guys from Cadillac.
We'll do it. Thank you.
Thanks, John. John Grettenberger here. We have the crowd is building. How is it back there? You know, there's a guy back there who is doing caricatures today, and I suggest you get him while he's sober. So those of you who are here, stop. He's in the back of the restaurant. Actually, it would be the front of the restaurant, isn't it, Cliff? Near the boulevard. We're going to talk some sports. We've already talked in sports. Brought to you with the best wishes of Builders Plumbing Supply, Kohler Registered Showrooms in Ann Arbor, Novi, and Lansing. The Red Wings lost last night over in Milwaukee. They've got to stop playing these silly away games at neutral sites. They haven't done very well. The Pistons won. It's the 11th straight time they beat the Sacramento Kings. Vinny Testaverde, as we talked about, may be a Cleveland Brown. Can you believe that? And that's about it. That's the sports. We'll be back live from Pegasus in just a minute.
Builders Plumbing Supply Company wants to show you the latest variety of beautiful bath fixtures and faucets by Kohler. This is Larry Henry, and if you're planning to remodel or construct a new bathroom, you'll see what you're getting at Builders Plumbing Supply, a registered showroom for Kohler products. Why order from a catalog? The experts at Builders Plumbing Supply have Michigan's largest inventory of Kohler products, offering fast service at competitive prices. Visit the Builders Plumbing Supply showrooms in Ann Arbor, Lansing, Jackson, Midland, or their new location on Grand River, Novi. See their ad in the original Michigan Bell Yellow Pages. The complete selection of Kohler Whirlpool baths, colorful sinks, and artfully designed faucets such as the Epicure are on display. For more information, call your professional Kohler plumbing installer. In Washtenaw County, that's Dan Hagen at Hagen Plumbing and Heating, 668-6744. And in Midland, it's Clint's Plumbing and Heating. Call area code 517-895-7995.
Hi, everybody. I'm Frank Beckman here at Pearl Beach, one of Colony Marine's dockage and service facilities in Algonac, right on the North Channel. And I'm talking with Kirk Gibson. Now, Gibby, how many years have you actually been buying your boats from Colony Marine?
For over 12 years, Frank. In fact, Dave Roseman and I bought our first Sea Ray from Colony together. It was a 31-footer with Merc Cruiser power back in 1982.
You and Rosie back in 82, huh? Man, that sure brings back the memories.
Yeah. Since then, I've changed teams four different times. But there's one change I'll never have to make. My Sea Ray dealer will always be Colony Marine.
Now tell us why.
Well, for me, the only thing that has changed over the years is the model or the size of my Sea Ray. They've all had Merc Cruiser power. I've watched Colony become the number one Sea Ray dealer in the Midwest. And yet, their service and personal attention to every customer hasn't changed a bit. I'm out here all the time and I see it. Every customer is treated just like me.
You're right, Kirk. I'm out here all season long, too, and I see the exact same thing. That's why they're number one. Colony Marine, your authorized Merc Cruiser dealer with locations in Algonac and Pontiac.
Sponsored by Colony Marine.
Here's a Pegasus. His fellow who's married to an Irish lady, too, the former Kathy Fitzpatrick, Fred Yaffe. And Fred, the famous advertising man, has a button on that says, St. Patrick eats bagels. That's, you know what? That's blasphemy.
No, it's not. When you're married to Catherine Frances Mary Fitzpatrick, you're an honorary Irishman, and I am honorary Irishman O'Yaffe today.
Well, and you always have been.
Well, I always will be.
Good to see you, Freddie. I know I won't ask you how business is, because it's been a wonderful year for you.
Joe, it's been a wonderful year, and just yesterday we were named the hottest agency in the Midwest by Adweek magazine.
So let's hear it for Freddie.
Yay.
The hottest agency in all the Midwest.
By Adcraft magazine.
Okay, well, congratulations.
Adweek magazine.
It doesn't surprise any of us.
Thank you, Joe.
Congratulations on the lottery business, by the way.
Thank you, thank you, and happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody.
You know this fellow, don't you? David E. Davis, who writes about cars, used to race cars, started a magazine called Automobile 5 or 6 years ago, and everybody thought he was...
7 years ago.
7 years ago. Everybody thought he was crazed. It's made it. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. McCarthy. God bless you.
It's nice of Jack Smith to pop by this morning, wasn't it? The chairman of General Motors. He's had a lousy week.
Well, he's probably having the most difficult year of his career. And for him to bust out and come over is a great tribute to you, I think.
Well, Bill O'Neill, I think, twisted his arm and brought him over. It's been a tough week for O'Neill, too. He had to babysit Inaki all weekend long and then wave goodbye to him.
Well, I would have liked to have been there to wave goodbye to him. I wasn't all that sorry to see him go.
Well, you and most of the suppliers community as well. He was going to be here this morning. That would have been fun, wouldn't it? The welcome Inaki Lopez here. He would have sent us all running, packing, I'm sure.
Well, as a Basque, he has Celtic credentials, so he would have been appropriate here.
Okay, what did you drive over here in, Mr. Carr?
I drove over here in a General Motors product, a Saab 9000 Aero, and negotiated the snow and ice pretty well.
We're going to catch up with you in the next couple of weeks and talk dream cars again. Thanks for being with us, David.
My pleasure, sir. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Mr. Automobile, David E. Davis. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Hi, Marv. How are you? Nice to see you. Will you introduce the group here? Are you boys ready?
Sure. We're ready. We're always ready. We got John Seaman standing over here.
Hey, John. How are you?
And we have Russ Seeley.
Hi, Russ.
How you doing, Joe?
And John Waring.
Hi, John. How are you? How are you, boys?
And I'm Marv Burke still.
You always have been Marv Burke. Are you ready?
We're ready.
You guys are going to be singing all day someplace, and this is, I assume this is the first stop.
This is the beginning. We'll leave here, and we'll probably go to Nemo's and then Reedy's. And Dunleavy's and Woodbridge and the Press Box and the Irish Saloons and Jacoby's.
That's enough. I'm breathless and I'm probably registering in the double figures.
Yes, and we'll see you at all those spots, I hope.
You will. We're being driven today by a Kerry limousine, the official limousine of the St. Patrick's Day Party in WJR. I'd like you to know that. Okay, boys.
Wild Irish Roll. Sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. Irish rose. My wild Irish rose. Sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose. My rose, the bloom from my
great, guys. The Four Fits. That's beautiful. You're going to be able to stick around for a few minutes?
We'll be around for about 12 hours.
Okay, Marv. Thanks very much. The Four Fits. A little St. Patrick's Day stuff. One of our favorite Irishmen around town, man who does, he and his group do such good work, and we're always pleased to welcome him. Happy St. Patrick's Day to Father Bill Cunningham of Focus Hope.
Thank you, Joseph. This is a good thing you do every year.
That's fun.
I'll tell you, if we're 90 degrees below zero, we'd all be here. You warm the town with this fine party.
Well, thank you. It's a messy morning. You're wasting away to nothing here. Well, you're down to your fighting weight.
Working hard on it, Joe. I've lost 55 pounds and feel great.
God bless you. Have a nice day. How will Father Bill Cunningham spend this day?
Right back to work, I'm afraid. I won't be out of there fighting and struggling until about 8 o'clock tonight, and then I'm going to celebrate again.
Okay,
but thanks for starting us out right, Joe.
Nice to see you. Pleasure. God bless you, Father Cunningham. Carol Kane, who used to write for the Toledo Blade, has got a job in town. Who are you working for?
I'm working for the Detroit Free Press as assistant business editor.
Well, I missed your column this morning. Welcome back to town.
Thank you very much. I'm thrilled. It's a great paper and a great company, and I'm absolutely thrilled to be joining a great tradition.
Well, what is the topic of your first column this morning? Say you didn't write about Inaki Lopez.
Actually, I didn't. I'm not going to be writing on a regular basis. I'll be an assistant business editor overseeing coverage of the daily section and weekend sections and so forth. But we're still trying to keep up with Mr. Lopez and what he's doing. And I think he's still at VW.
Okay, thanks, Carol. Welcome back to town.
Thank you so much.
Nice to see you, darling. Frank McBride is with us. We're going to check in with the big Irishman in just a minute. First, let's check in again with Dennis in Jetcopter 760 for this quick traffic update. Dennis?
JP, very slow. I found it finally found the tail end of the backup on that South 75 slowdown. It is now slow from Rochester Road all the way to I-94, believe it or not, on the inbound Chrysler Freeway. So a slow go along the southbound Chrysler, northbound, just north of North 75. There is a disabled van, Spence's spin-out accident in the left lane, and police are now on the scene blocking the left lane, North 75, just beyond on the Davis, and again, very slow on the inbound Lodge from 7-8 mile roads all the way down into the Davison to get a little bit of a break, and we have an accident now reported still along the southbound Lodge, and that was in the vicinity of Martin Luther King, left and right shoulders, partial in the left lane, backing traffic north of 94 on the southbound Lodge freeway, and in the backup where you reports of a disabled vehicle in the left lane, south Lodge in the vicinity of 7 mile. Again, it's not much better along I-94, very slow into the interchanges both directions. The Jeffrey's not much better either. We had an earlier spin-out accident on the left shoulder on the inbound Jeffries Freeway just beyond I-94, and that was backing traffic trying to get into the downtown area along the Jeffries Freeway. Now let's check in with Sandra McNeil. If we still can, I think she may be headed back to the airport in the WJR Skyline.
Headed back, Dennis. Still a couple of problems to report, though. 14 Mile Road westbound west of Livernois. Disabled semi still partially blocking there. And I-94 eastbound at Water Street in Port Huron. A car has struck a tree. Watch out for that accident. And JP, may you be half an hour in heaven before the devil knows you're dead. For Sandra, for Dennis and the chopper, I'm Sandra in the plane, only on WJR.
Okay, guys. Thank you very much, John McMurray. Make it short. And make it sweet.
Well, it's a beautiful day in Dublin and Galway Bay. I got a call last night. The crocuses are coming up in Galway Bay where the temperatures are about 50 today. But unfortunately for us, it's a snowy setting. The sun will be coming out later on this afternoon. But dress warmly. It's going to be a windy, at least morning, with wind chills down into single figures. But tomorrow, much better with temperatures near 30 after a real cold start.
Yeah, thanks a lot for all of that. Thanks, McMurray. The Secretary of State, Austin, is here. He never misses this St. Patrick's Day. Nice to see you, Mr. Secretary, and top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you. And I sincerely hope that you live to be 100. with one extra, to regret.
Well, that's how nice of you. Thank you. Are you going to go in the office today, or are you going to take the day off? You can tell us. You've been in office so long, you can afford a day off once in a while.
I'm working today.
Oh, yeah?
I work every day, but especially today. Incidentally, one of the reasons why I have so much respect for the Irish is that back home, they have tougher traffic safety laws than we have in this country. If you get caught drunk driving, you go to jail. And their speed limit is 55 miles an hour on virtually all of the freeways, not all, but most of them. And kids have to be at least 17 in order to get a driver license. They have mandatory safety belt laws. They require the wearing of helmets by motorcyclists as well as their passengers. And they have also several laws that will make certain that those who violate the laws are punished.
Secretary of State Austin, if you'd ever driven over there or ever seen them drive, you'd know why they have such tough laws. So good to see you. Well, thank you again. And I want to know what's on your license plate.
MSG002. I can't hide it. Everybody knows it.
Nice to see you. Thanks.
It's nice to see you. And again, 100 years for you.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. The rest of the day to yourself, Secretary. Thank you. Frank McBride, our outdoor expert, summer, spring, winter, fall, pops in here 5 minutes till 8 a.m. Just a serious moment. Our good friend Chuck Muir, on a trip on his sailboat, Charlie's Crab, to the Bahamas with another couple, is late coming back from the Bahamas to Jupiter, and we haven't heard an update. Frank, you're an old sailor, and so is Chuck. I think he's fine. I just think he's laying low somewhere, don't you?
Well, I certainly hope he is, Joe. You know, he knows the Bahamas, and he knows that boat. But it makes me a little bit weak. Last night when I got home from Florida, there was an invitation that we get every year from him. He takes a group of his salmon fishing, and reading about it and hearing it this morning. In Florida, on Friday night and Saturday, were some of the worst storms I've ever seen. And those seas on the Atlantic side were really big and rough. But that boat's a good one. Remember when he went through it about 10 years ago, Joe, the rogue wave hit him? And so that must be about some 10 years or so ago. So I hope he's over on one of those little islands in the Bahamas where maybe he doesn't have any contact for the moment, and another boat or something will find them, or he will report in one of these days soon.
Well, the luck of the Irish to Chuck Muir today. Our prayers are with him. Good to see you, Frankie. It doesn't look like launch is less than 2 weeks away, Frank. The snow is falling.
As Judy said, we'll need the icebreaker to put them in.
Good to see you, Frankie. Thanks very much. Judd Moran, the big banking magnate, is here. Judd, nice to see you. If interest rates get any lower, you guys will be giving money away.
Well, it's free sample time, you know, and particularly on St. Patrick's Day. Go to your banker. There's no cost, no charge, no obligation.
Moran, you are so Irish. It's disgusting. I mean, a green Kelly green coat, his Notre Dame alumni badge in his pocket, his tattoo on, his Notre Dame ring. The whole business.
The Golden Dome. and a happy St. Patrick's Day to the whole wide world.
Thank you, Judd. Nice to see you. Thanks for coming by. Barry McGuire, my old buddy, the head of the Michigan Automobile Dealers Association. You got some of your people here, don't you, Bear?
I got Tim is here with me from Lansing, and my son-in-law, Pat Pritchard, he's over here somewhere, and we just came down to help you celebrate this fine occasion.
Well, you and I have celebrated a few other St. Patrick's Days together. Too many to even remember.
Yeah, that's true, and I hope no one writes about him.
Ever. Tim McGuire's the old man behaving himself?
Well, he is. We got him up early this morning and got him down here to your show. Thanks for putting me on the list again. Happy St. Patrick's Day. It's really good to see you. I got a wake-up call this morning from my 8-month-old son at 4 o'clock, Kevin. So we got here early. Just glad to be... Great to be here.
Timmy, good to see you. Patrick Pritchard, who is McGuire's son-in-law, I guarantee you are the only Auburn alumnus here.
Yes, sir. War Eagle. Happy St. Patrick's Day, and I'm just happy to be here again. And I love your show, and I'm just happy to be here.
Thanks, Patrick. Nice to see you. What is the War Eagle cry? What do they say down there at Auburn?
War damn Eagle.
War damn Eagle. Frank Duncan's getting ready to sing, and Richard and the boys will play us out in just a minute.
Ever since I could remember, my friends have kidded me about being a bit organized. It started when I was a toddler. I arranged my stuffed animals according to their respective species. In college, while my friends were moving into the dorms, I was saving for a down payment on a house. So it was no surprise that I went to my financial consultant early to start planning my financial future. Even the most prepared people need a financial partner.
At Merrill Lynch, our financial consultants can use our state-of-the-art financial foundation service and work with you to help you determine your goals and find ways to meet them. Say you start putting a little away every year, you could make for quite a secure future.
So now that I'm in my 50s and making vacation plans for my retirement, we'll see if my friends still kid me.
For a copy of 92 Tax-Saving Ideas for Investors or information on municipal investments or insurance, call your Merrill Lynch financial consultant or 1-800-MERRILL, extension 103. That's 1-800-MERRILL, extension 103.
Well, we're live from O'Pegasus Restaurant on this St. Patrick's Day, and we'll be back with more right after the news, which is next. It's Kroger Savings Time. Save on USDA Choice Boneless Beef Round Steak, $1.58 a pound, and Del Monte Bananas, 29 cents a pound at Kroger. Always the best meat, always.
A big green thank you from WJR to the people who helped with today's party. The Michigan Cable Television Association, Michael McFeeters and Ambient Art in Birmingham, Spar's Florist and Greenhouses in Plymouth, Livonia, Northville, and Canton. And, of course, our thanks to Pegasus in the Fisher Building. To all of our Irish and not-so-Irish friends, thanks from WJR.
This is WJR Detroit, the leader for news and information.
And this is Joel Alexander.
And I'm Dana Mills. Tune to the Afternoon News Center today as we follow the Cranbrook Kingswood students home after their big adventure in the Smoky Mountains.
There will be lots of stories to tell. Tune to the Afternoon News Center. That's today, right after Tiger Baseball.
Morning. We've got light snow and 26 degrees in Detroit at 8 o'clock. I'm Dan Streeter, WJR News. And this news is brought to you by the Credit Union Advertising Council on behalf of Michigan's credit unions. They are homeward bound from their outbound experience. Those students from the Cranbrook schools in Bloomfield Hills who were trapped in the Smoky Mountains by last weekend's blizzard are on the way home. They're expected back at Cranbrook by late this afternoon or early this evening. We have a live update from Cherokee, North Carolina now from WJR's Joan Seifert.
Well, the bus left around 11 o'clock last night, Dan, and as you mentioned, the students are tired but very relieved to be on their way home. That field trip ended yesterday with a discovery of the three remaining groups of campers, 24 people in all, and their successful airlift out of the park. Cranbrook Kingswood senior Sarah Holmes told Channel 7 in Knoxville, Tennessee, that keeping a positive attitude was a key factor in the camper's survival.
It was scary, and I knew people knew where we were, and I knew they wouldn't leave without getting us out. And it was especially hard because I'm the co-leader, and I tried to be so positive for the group. And then when I saw the helicopter, I lost it. I couldn't keep it anymore.
Another group of students was airlifted here to Cherokee, North Carolina. They warmed up, made some phone calls, and then boarded the bus late last night. Army Reserve Chief Warrant Officer Glenn Klutz was one of the dozens of people who served on the rescue team. He says it's not surprising that helicopter crews had been unable to spot the campers in several previous passes over the western section of the park where they were eventually found.
You can't scratch the surface of the park unless you fly over it. You can't even imagine. It's a lot of country out there. I would say, being conservative, it's room enough to hide another 100 feet. And they could all have just highly visible tents that you could find.
The hikers had stayed put for much of the time since the heavy snow started falling. In the afternoon before they were discovered, they had moved their camp close to a major trail along a river, and that helped the spotters. The kids were all in good shape, and they still had some food. Two hikers, a teacher and a student found earlier in the week, remain at a Tennessee hospital for treatment for frostbite and exposure, but they are expected to recover, and as we mentioned, the others will be home later on this afternoon. Reporting live from Cherokee, North Carolina, Joan Seifert, WJR News.
Meantime, a well-known Detroit restaurateur and a Detroit-area auto dealer may be lost at sea. WJR's Donna Barbera tells us the two businessmen and their wives are 4 days overdue from a trip to the Bahamas.
Dan, Chuck Muir, his wife, and auto dealer George Drummy and his wife set sail in Muir's 40-foot sailboat, Charlie's Crab, last week. The crew was expected back in Jupiter, Florida on Saturday, and WJR News has learned the Drummies failed to show up at a friend's Florida home Saturday as planned. The U.S. Coast Guard in Miami does not consider the Muir party lost at sea, at least not yet.
They're not lost at sea, they're not missing, they're not any of those things. They're right now what we call overdue. And overdue means they had told people they were going to be back in Jupiter Saturday, and they haven't arrived yet. So we really don't know where they are. We don't know if they actually are missing, if they're just running behind schedule or what.
Lieutenant Mark Dolan is with the Coast Guard's Rescue Coordination Center in Miami, and he says they're going to continue calling all the ports and marinas in the Bahamas to see if Muir's boat has been located. The sailboat carries a homing device that can be activated in case of an emergency, but the Coast Guard says the device has not been activated. Donna Barbera, WJR News.
That big race in Alaska is over.
Here comes Jeff King of Denali Park, Alaska, crossing the finish line in Nome at this moment. Musher number 38, Jeff King, congratulations.
Yes, Jeff King won the 1,100-mile-long Iditarod Trail sled dog race in record time, 10 days, 15 hours.
The main single thing that made it happen so easily is the trail conditions are just absolutely zero resistance. They almost did no pulling of any sort.
Jeff King receives $50,000 for winning the Iditarod. On this snowy St. Patrick's morn, to help you get where you want to go, from WJR's Jetcopter 760, here's Captain Dennis Neubacher.
Dan, happy St. Patrick's Day. Not a happy drive, though, for drivers. It is made for a very slippery go and a slow go. Here are the accidents now along Michigan Avenue at Schaefer, Michigan at Outer Drive, westbound 8 Mile at Grand River. Two accidents on the southbound Southfield. one north of I-96 in the left lane. The other is south of I-96 along the southbound Southfield near Plymouth Road. Also, that one reported in the left lane. Now, if you're headed into the city on all of the main arteries driving into downtown Detroit, you're going to have bumper-to-bumper travel. Just check the lodge. It is slow from 7 Mile to the accident scene south of Warren Avenue on the southbound lodge. South along the Chrysler Freeway, expected to be slow now from Maple 14 Mile all the way to 94. And we're getting reports of a spin-out accident on the inbound Chrysler Freeway at 9 Mile, and that is likely blocking the left lane. On the inbound Jeffries, not much better. It is slow downtown, very slippery pavement, very slippery on and off ramps, and it's trouble for trucks trying to climb some of those ramps, and that's backing traffic now, and it's adding to the slowdowns on the inbound Jeffries all the way in the express lanes from Greenfield into the downtown area along East 96, and 94 is not much better. We're getting reports that it's slow all the way from the Southfield along East 94 through the 96 interchange, and West 94, we haven't been able to get over to the east side because of the snow. Got to believe that's back to 8 Mile Verdier all the way into the downtown area along westbound I-94. A lot of folks going to be late for the party for work this morning. Channel WJR's Headcopter 760, I'm Dennis Neubacher.
From the WJR Weather Center, here's meteorologist Judy Coy.
Dan, it's snowy, windy, and cold this morning, but conditions will be improving this afternoon as the sunshine returns. I'll have the complete forecast in 10 minutes.
WJR News Time, 8:06. He's now a man on the run. That story's still ahead.
What makes a credit union different and better than a bank or a savings and loan? Only a credit union is chartered by law to operate as a not-for-profit financial organization. That's good news for you when you're in the market for financing. Whether you're buying a new car or truck, making improvements around the house, or financing any purchase. Credit unions can charge lower rates and offer better services because a credit union is a true financial cooperative, owned by its members to serve its members. For a better loan, for a better deal, better see your credit union. Your credit union, your first choice for money-saving financing.
Make us your first choice, your credit union.
As financial needs come along,
when the choice that saves you money, your credit union.
We're the place where you belong.
Sponsored by the Credit Union Advertising Council.
A former Michigan State policeman is now a fugitive. An Alpena County judge has issued a bench warrant for a former state police sergeant who failed to appear for sentencing on child molesting charges. George Beebe Jr. was to have appeared in court yesterday morning for sentencing on 3 counts of second-degree criminal sexual conduct with a minor under the age of 13. Beebe's $30,000 bond has been revoked. A group of Detroiters has filed a lawsuit to block black Muslim leader Louis Farrakhan's appearance at the Malcolm X Academy here in Detroit next week. WJR's Tom Campbell tells us more.
Dan, the group contends public funds would be used to promote religion, a violation of the Constitution. The suit was filed on behalf of two parents and 5 other city residents, one of whom lives in the mostly white neighborhood where the Malcolm X Academy is located. They also say school officials are, in effect, sanctioning what the group considers Farrakhan's anti-Semitic views by inviting him to speak at a fundraiser March 27th. School board president April Coleman dismissed the suit as baseless, and a spokesman for Farrakhan denied that the Nation of Islam is anti-Semitic. Tom Campbell, WJR News.
We got the latest word on inflation from the federal government this morning. The consumer price index is expected to show a rise of about 0.3% for the month of February. This school advisory this morning in Wayne County, the Greater Grace Christian School is open, but that school has no bus service. Again, in Wayne County, Greater Grace Christian School is open, but there is no bus service. Checking WJR Sports, in the NHL in Milwaukee last night, the Red Wings lost to the Washington Capitals 4-2. In the NBA in Sacramento, the Pistons beat the Kings 113-110. In college basketball, Michigan State plays Oklahoma in a first-round game of the National Invitation Tournament in Norman, Oklahoma tonight. In a preseason baseball game yesterday, the Tigers lost to the Florida Marlins 9-8. The Tigers play the Baltimore Orioles in Lakeland this afternoon, and broadcast time with Rick, Ernie, and Bob is 12:50 this afternoon here on the home of the Tigers, Superstation 760. WJR News Time 8:10. This news brought to you by Michigan's only member-owned financial institutions, credit unions. Still ahead, the Wall Street Journal report and another check of traffic and weather.
Dreaming of the perfect vacation? What would it be? Catching a trophy-weight smallmouth bass at sunrise? Watching your horse take a 7-length lead? exploring a vast underground cavern with just a miner's lamp and a few close friends. Perhaps taking in some culture, like classic orchestral music. Or seeing some of America's heritage, like a Civil War reenactment. Maybe it's dozing in a hammock among tall mountains, green trees, and cool breezes. Stop dreaming about that vacation and start planning on enjoying it in Kentucky. Kentucky, what you've been looking for. Call 1-800-225-TRIP.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Department of Travel.
Here's Ian McLeod and the Wall Street Journal Report.
After years of singing the blues about blue-collar workers, folk singers may give white-collar workers a few licks. Today's journal finds more professionals are watching their jobs go overseas. U.S. companies are hiring ever more highly skilled workers in Asia, Europe, and the former Soviet bloc to do the work once reserved for U.S. professionals. Other companies are bringing in foreign workers temporarily for demanding tasks. The fiasco over the stage crash test of GM pickup trucks by NBC isn't far behind us. GM's recalling nearly 2 million pickups made between 1988 and this year. GM will replace defective hoses that could spark fires. It's still resisting recalling older pickups with side-mounted fuel tanks. U.S. share prices lower in Europe this morning after a mixed close in New York yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial's up a half point to 3442.95. The dollar's mixed in Europe. Gold's lower, trading in London at 328.75 an ounce, down 50 cents from the New York spot close. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
Attention, shareholders of GM, Ford, or Chrysler. You cannot afford to miss Payne Weber's Auto Stock Seminar on Tuesday, March 23rd. The featured speaker will be Payne Weber's auto analyst, Stephen Gursky. Ranked number one by Institutional Investor in 1992, Mr. Gursky will discuss the short-term versus the long-term stock outlooks for General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler. He will also discuss the effects of company cutbacks and Japanese competition on the big three. So if you're a shareholder of GM, Ford, or Chrysler, don't miss Payne Weber's free auto stock seminar to find out about the big three in the 90s and beyond. Payne Weber's Livonia office will present this seminar on Tuesday, March 23rd at the Novi Hilton off of Haggerty Road in Novi. Seating is limited at this important seminar. For reservations or more information, call the Livonia Payne Weber office at 1-800-852-6228. That number again, 1-800-852-6228. Today, member SIPC.
In the green chopper through the white snow this morning from Jetcopter 760, here's Captain Dennis Neubacher.
Well, it sure has not been a great morning, Dan. Accident scenes following locations. Allen Road between King and Pennsylvania, the East 96 Service Drive at eastbound West Grand Boulevard as you try to head over to the news center off the Jeffries Freeway. That's a rollover accident, by the way. Also, accidents in the following locations, 8 Mile and Grand River along Michigan Avenue at Schaefer, Michigan Avenue and Outer Drive. Don't see any problems here on the South Southfield at Plymouth Road. The accident is just the one. We have north of I-96 still in the left lane, the backup to 8 Mile on the southbound Southfield. Southfield is where you'll find the backup now on the inbound Jeffries in the express lanes, believe it or not, and it is not any better from this point all the way in past I-94 into the downtown interchange area, so don't expect any fast trip here on the Jeffries Freeway. Even in the local lanes, it gets pretty slow as you get into the express and local lanes verge right past the Davis. And still no changes on the South Lodge, 7 Mile all the way down to the accident scene south of Warren Avenue on the inbound Lodge, I-75, that spin-out accident near 9 Mile and John R. is no big deal. This is very slow at that point anyway. In fact, starting from 14 Mile all the way through the 94 interchange along the inbound Chrysler Freeway, and really no changes along I-94. Both directions affecting now into the interchanges. Eastbound I-94 slow all the way from the Southfield on and off into downtown, and westbound I-94 in from the east side, you'll find it slow. I'm sure we didn't get over there yet because of the snow. Gotta believe from the 8 Mile Bernier area on and off to I-75 along West 94 and 94 crossing. All of those slow freeways like 96 and the Lodge are backed up at those points as well because of very slippery conditions. WJR's Jetcopter 760. Thanks to all the help this morning to the cellular car phoners, I'm Dennis Neubacher.
In the Weather Center, Judy Coy. Judy, this is no way to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
It's somewhat typical of Michigan, though. We usually do have a storm around St. Patrick's Day, and this isn't a terrible storm, but it's definitely a terrible push of cold air, something we don't want. Unfortunately, it is going to be with us right through the end of the week, keeping temperatures below normal. Our exclusive WJR three-day forecast calls for a windy setting today with morning snow showers, but afternoon sunshine. Our temperatures will slip above little bit more yet this morning. And then afternoon highs will be pretty much in the mid-20s, but the wind chill is going to be close to zero, if not below. For tonight, look for clearing skies and the overnight low around 5 degrees as the winds die down. During the day tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 27 to near 30. And then another mix of rain and snow moves in to finish out the week during the afternoon hours of Friday with our temperature around 40 degrees. Currently in Detroit, snow continues to fall. The winds are out of the north at 18 miles an hour, gusting in the 20s, the 23 miles an hour at City Airport. The relative humidity is 63%. Temperature is 23 at City, 26 at Metro. Wind chill is now at zero. I'm the only station with a staff of Michigan meteorologists. I'm Judy Coyne, the WJR Weather Center.
It's the sale you've been waiting for. The Bell Tire Warehouse Sale. Every price, every brand, every tire and custom wheels are marked down now at the lowest prices of the year.
26 degrees in Detroit on WJR, Michigan's most respected radio news team. I'm Dan Streeter. From the Emerald Tower of the Fisher Building, in the heart of the Motor City, it's J.P. McCarthy's 8th Annual St. Patrick's Day Party, live from the Old Pegasus Restaurant.
Indeed. It's the, we believe this to be the only St. Patrick's Day Party in the world that is held at a Greek restaurant, okay? And those of us who will go around all day smelling like garlic are proud of it. We're going to talk to the owner of Pegasus coming up in just a couple of minutes. He'd like to open up a gambling joint downtown, too, by the way. Two of the tallest Irishmen in the place are with me, and it's a very big day for them because they're the co-chairman of the Sharon of the Green party down at the Most Holy Trinity Church today, Jerry Coyne and Danny Kearns. Big day, Jer.
Biggest day of our lives so far. Two guys from UAD are doing something for the Irish downtown, and bring your money.
Okay, that's fairly direct. Danny Kearns, you want to add to that?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, Joe, that the annual budget down at Holy Trinity, today they collect one-third of that budget, so if we could get everybody that's at your party down there, I know it would be a success.
there's something else coming up. A tribute to Judge Brennan?
Right. We have an annual golf outing, which is going to be held June 14th this year. And the beneficiary is Sacred Heart Rehabilitation Clinic. And all of Vince's friends have been out there the last couple of years. We got to get you out there this year.
I'm coming. And, you know, Vince never missed this party either. He used to read some poetry for us, and he had a wonderful knack for reading Irish poetry.
That's right. And we're also going to rejuvenate Callahan Hall.
Okay.
Other than that, we haven't got nothing going today, Joe.
Good luck. You know what we really should do? We really should rebuild the football stadium and get a football team again.
Right. That would be the best thing to do. I think that would be the only thing to really put them back on the map.
Point that out to Father Karen.
We could get you to play guard.
Good to see you guys.
Thanks,
Joe. The co-chairman for the Sharon of the Green, Jerry Coyne and Dan Curran. I want you to know, all the important people are here today, all the important Irishmen. Grosse Pointe Shores is so important, they don't have a mayor, they have a president, okay? And he's with us, President Ed Brady. God bless you, and happy, happy St. Patrick's Day.
And the top of the day to you, my friend, and everybody is green in Grosse Pointe Shores. I was glad to see my constituent, Frank McBride, up and early this morning, and just a great day, great party. Good friends, and special to be with you, pal.
Eddie, God bless you. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Always good to see you.
Going back to work at Plunkett and Cooney. That's a good Irish firm.
He really is the president. We have Richard McMullen and the group known as Blackthorn. What are you going to do, Richard? Whiskey in the Jar.
I first produced my pistol, I then produced my rapier. Since stand and deliver, for you are about to save her. Mushering in a duramada. Whack ball to daddy-o, whack ball to daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar. I counted out his money, and it made a pretty penny. I put it in my pocket, and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore that she never would deceive me. But the devil take the women, for they never can be easy. Mushering in a duramada. Whack ball to daddy-o.
nightfall, the daddy orders whiskey in the jar. I went into my chambers, all for to take a slumber. I dreamt of golden jewels, and for sure it was no wonder. But Ginny took my chargers, she filled them up with water. She sent for Captain Farrell, she had me ready for the slaughter. Mushering in a duramada. Whack ball the daddy-o, whack ball the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. 'Twas early in the morning, before he rose to travel, up came a band of footmen, and likewise Captain Farrell. I couldn't fire my chargers, for she filled them up with water. Just stole away my rapier, and a prisoner I was taken. Mushering in a duramada. Whack ball the daddy-o, whack ball the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. If anyone can help me, it's my brother in the army. If I can find a station in Cork or in Killarney, and if he'll go with me, we'll go roaming in Kilkenny. And I know he'll treat me better than my darling sporting Jenny. Mushering in a duramada. Whack ball the daddy-o, whack ball the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. There's some take delight in the carriages a-rolling. There's others take delight in the hurley and the bowling. But me, I take delight in the juice of the barley, and courting pretty girls in the morning so early. Mushering in a duramada. Whack ball the daddy-o, whack ball the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. I'm mushering in a duramada. Whack ball the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. I'm mushering in a duramada. Whack ball the daddy-o, whack ball the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Hey,
hey, hey, let's hear it for Blackthorn. They will be at the Ritz-Carlton beginning at 6 o'clock and lasting until Saturday afternoon. Good luck, guys. I remember you when you just used to play bars. You've come a long way with me, Richard. We have Sheriff Bob Facano is here. Sheriff, come on up, say hi. Sheriff Bob Facano, a grand Irishman. He's got the O on the wrong end of his name, that's all.
Well, thank you.
How are you, Sheriff?
Excellent. How about you? You know, every year or the past couple of years, I've brought you some green spaghetti. So this year, for a little bit of change, I went to one of my favorite bakeries, Livonia Italian Bakery, and they did a little special treat for you. It's St. Patrick's Day, green cannolis. Here you.
Green cannolis. I'll eat one if you will.
It's a deal.
Thanks, Sheriff, very much. Okay.